I chose to read the title poem from my third collection, My Mother Did Not Tell Stories, for an obvious reason. It's an edgy title, and I realize that now. It has a suggestion of mother blame in it, but really it cuts both ways, as I'm a mother as well as a daughter now. And although my mother had some consternation when she originally heard it, I think, having read the book, she now understands that it is indeed ironic. Because to say my mother did not tell stories sounds like a negative, but it also suggests she did not tell lies, she told the truth, she was candid and frank, and that's the way I hope to be as well as a mother. That's something I respect in my mother and have carried on with my daughters. So it's clearly ironic in that sense, but it also speaks to the idea of stories, and stories that don't get told for a variety of reasons. And really, I'm interested in all kinds of silences, especially women's silences, and what gets told and what does not get told, because obviously that speaks to what gets captured in official narratives like history, and what is lost. And it's often not told for a number of reasons, psychological, emotional, repression, or just plain political incorrectness. So I'm interested in what is discarded or not recorded for all these reasons, and also what doesn't fit neatly into what we think of as a story. So I think the book speaks well to this, as many of the poems are indeed narratives that speak to family stories and family silences of all kinds, especially those stories that question sentimental or simplistic notions of mothering and of being mothered.